we are responding to this corona crisis. You're going to hear from a school that is going to go back to school very soon. Now, there is some conflicting advice. It's pretty clear from the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Well, you tell me if you think it's conflicting advice. The Prime Minister saying, look, if you can go to school, go to school. And the Victorian Premier, Dan Andrews, and the approach from the Chief Health Officer here, Brett Sutton, is if you can stay at home, stay home. Are they in conflict? The Fitzroy Community School is going to send their kids back to school soon. Before we hear from them, have a listen to James Molino, the Deputy Premier and Education Minister. He says the Fitzroy Community School is ignoring the health advice.
Imagine if every school followed this reckless decision of this one principal. We'd have more than 1 million students, 80,000 teachers, hundreds of thousands of parents and carers congregating at our schools at a time when we need to encourage social distancing.
Let's talk to the man who's been accused of ignoring health advice. Tim Berryman is the principal of the Fitzroy Community School. Good afternoon.
How are you going?
Are you ignoring advice?
Well, no. I've done a lot of research on this one. Brendan Murphy, the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, and his deputy, Nick Coatsworth, have provided constant, you know, advice on this topic. The Lancet, which is possibly the world's best-renowned medical journal, has recently written on this one. The Centre for Disease Control, which would be the world's governing body on this topic, said there's no reason not to be at school. So there's a medical consensus, and I'm just following that advice. And if we think about the Prime Minister, he wants kids at school. He doesn't want kids at school because they're going to fall over sick. He wants kids at school, and he knows they're not going to fall over sick.
Although there is someone who's given the job of being the top doctor in this state advising governments, Brett Sutton.
Brett Sutton, somewhere between like the 20th and the 23rd of March, did a U-turn. Now, I'm not saying we can't revise our positions. That's absolutely fine. We can.
But can I try and
get some new evidence and change our mind? He didn't present any new evidence. He did a complete reversal, but he didn't explain why.
Isn't the important thing here, Tim Berryman, that Brett Sutton's the top doctor giving advice to our government? His view, stated repeatedly, is if everyone goes back to school, there's more people moving around, greater risk of spread. That's pretty clearly his advice.
Sure, and there's aspects of that are worth considering that aren't linked to school as such, and so we've implemented like a staggered school departure, so we don't have big groups of parents all congregating together. So you can work with where there is an issue, and you come up with a solution, and if you come up with a solution, then there's no reason not to have kids at school.
Isn't the issue that if every school does what you're doing, we have a big risk of spreading the disease?
I assume we're talking about parents here being the risk.
Moving around.
Well, people
if you have a million people moving around, you increase the chance of the virus moving around.
Not if you're in your own car, not if you're riding your bike down the street by yourself. Yes, if you're having a, you know, big dinner party, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about individual parents dropping their children off and being aware of the distance between themselves and other parents. Now, I think Victorians are more than able to figure that one out for themselves and to act appropriately and with due caution.
Look, 1300 222 774 is the phone number. I do want to know, by the way, if your kids are at school or at home. I know some kids are at school because mum and dad need to go to work or because they've got other reasons why they really need to be at school. 1300 222 774. Tim Berryman's having a chat to us. He's the principal of Fitzroy Community School. Tim, how many students have you got?
We have a total roll of 120, and we've had a quarter at school this week, and we're looking at about half at school next week.
I'm still interested as to why you think you can make a better assessment of the medical evidence than Brett Sutton when that's his job.
The numbers you're quoting before, the standout country on the whole planet in this is Taiwan. So Taiwan have 400 and something cases and under 10 deaths. And they've kept schools open. So when I was thinking about our approach, one of our staff members was working as a teacher in Taiwan during SARS, let's call it, you know, coronavirus one, and they kept everything open. So it's wonderful to have somebody on the staff with that experience saying schools aren't the key. Schools aren't the key to this problem. They're not part of the problem, as long as we can think about how we manage the risk to the parents with each other. And so really schools should be open. So, I mean, I would rephrase the question. If you're going to keep schools closed, well, you need a very good stack of evidence to say why that helps solve.
Just listen to the experts with the point.
And that hasn't been presented.
But don't we listen to the experts because we appoint them as experts? Isn't that the point?
Yeah, and so Brendan Murphy has been saying the same thing consistently since the start of last month. Now, Brett Sutton's done a U-turn. Now, I think it's your job to call him up and ask him why he's done a U-turn.
I know that he wouldn't agree with your characterisation of it as a U-turn.
You just have to. Nowadays, you can Google his press release from about 4 weeks ago.
And what's the reason, Tim Berryman, for bringing the kids back? Is it because you think that there's no replacement for face-to-face learning? And what's your actual motivation for getting them back?
Yeah, well, I mean, that is the case. You know, the face-to-face learning experience is the best one we've ever come up with. So it's that if you actually want to provide the best educational experience, face-to-face really does it. And you know, there have been so many struggles and problems with online. It's not the same level of engagement. And especially if you think about younger children, like, you know, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, the attempt to do that at home is very hard on parents and very hard on the kids, and the actual outcome is very poor. And so there is a very clear educational gain through having children back in the classroom.
Appreciate your time, Tim Berryman. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Enjoy your day.
You too. He's the principal of the Fitzroy Community School. They're going back to school. The state government's made clear its displeasure.